somebody who really has a good appetite, you might say, boy, he sure likes to put away his
dinner
or something like that.
Dinner, supper, whatever you do.
Now, food that you eat in between meals, you call that a
snack.
And what time did you have? Did you eat breakfast this morning?
No, we always eat breakfast about 5 o'clock in the morning. No, when I went home, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And of course, now I don't get up till 6.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And if I ask you to tell me about when you ate breakfast this morning, you'd say, well, I...
At breakfast at 5 or at breakfast at 6.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, or something like that. And then if I said, you said, well, yesterday at 6 I had already...
Already eat?
Mm-hmm. That's what, yeah. If I ask you about, you know, what time you eat, and you might say, yeah, well, yesterday at 6 I had already
eat.
Yeah. And now, what would you drink with your breakfast in the morning?
Well, I drink coffee.
Yeah. And how did you make, when you were living on your farm, and how would you make coffee?
Well, put the coffee in the pot, you know, and boil it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. 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 And now, when you're thirsty, you'd ask somebody for a
drink.
Mm-hmm. And then you might say, and I'd say, well, what do you want to drink? And you'd say, well, I'll just take some. If you didn't want anything, if you didn't want anything special, and like if one of your kids had to put a glass up on the mm-hmm. sink and then knocked it over on the floor, you know, and it was
broke it.
And then one of them might say, now, Mama, I didn't
do that.
I bet you have. You say, now, I don't know what happened to that glass. Somebody else
broke it.
I bet that's what they tell you, wouldn't they? And if one of them was real thirsty, one of your kids, and you said, well, how much water did you drink? And he might say, boy, I really
drank a glass.
Yeah. And he might say, and you said, well, how much have you drunk already? And he'd say, well, I've already
drank a glass.
Yeah. And now if you were dinner's on the table and everybody's just standing around there and you're ready for them to eat, you might say, well, hurry up and
shut down.
Yeah. And if you were sitting around and at the dinner table and if you wanted somebody to go ahead and take something, you know, like potatoes, and you'd say, well, go ahead and
help yourself.
Yeah. And
they'd say, pass me so and so.
Yeah, and you'd just say, go ahead
and our kids would say, please pass me so and so.
You taught them that. And then if you might say, now when you get through with helping yourself, and then somebody is going to pass something to you, you'd say, well, he's already, you know, he's through helping himself. He's already
done eating.
And if somebody passed you something and you didn't want it, you'd say, well, don't think, I don't believe I'd
want that.
Uh-huh. And if food, like if you cooked it like at dinner and then you have it again that night at supper, you say
that, left over.
And when you're eating meat, you have to really